Thank you, Brad. Welcome, everyone, to this edition of Live from Studio A. I'm joined by Nancy Stagnita, flutist and pianist Avi Reichert. Thank you so much for coming in.
Pleasure being here.
Thank you.
And music, we'll hear a little bit of Piazzolla, but I should let folks know that we'll hear there's a recital on Thursday evening at 7:30 in the Dendrinos Chapel Recital Hall. I guess I've had too much coffee today. Music of Poulenc, Piazzolla, and Prokofiev for piano and flute. And that's a free concert, by the way. Again, that's Thursday evening, March 6th, 7:30 p.m. in the Dendrinos Chapel Recital Hall. A couple of questions before we get to the music. First off, I'm going to look to the pianist, Avi Reichert. Among your accolades, you are a Steinway artist.
Right.
You are, through June, you'll be the artist in residence at the Grand Valley State University in Grand Rapids. And you've also won a bronze medal at the Van Cliburn International Piano Competition. I'm curious. You hear a lot about what goes into it and how people feel when they first step on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you walk off?
You mean after it's all done?
After it's
done?
All over, yeah.
You mean generally speaking, or in the Van Cliburn competition?
In the Van Cliburn, is what I'm thinking.
Well, if you're lucky, then it all just starts right there when you walk off that stage. If you're lucky and stars are shining your way, then you won a prize, or somebody heard you and somebody's interested in your playing, and you're walking off as a winner no matter what prize or medal you won. And I was fortunate enough to have that, to receive management immediately, actually during the competition, and also to win the bronze. So walking off the stage wasn't a particularly traumatic experience for me. I can then say, to contrast that walking on stage to the final of the Van Cliburn competition is a horrifying experience. I highly not recommend that to anybody, unless... unless you have plenty of experience and know how to deal with it emotionally, technically, and, you know, physically. It is a very, I think, by far the most intense moment of my pianistic life. I wouldn't call it the height of my artistic life, because I don't think anybody can really reach those heights under so much stretch and so many things on the line. It's just, it's not conducive for, the flow of artistic ideas. But I managed somehow, and here I am.
Well, we're very glad to have you. And along with you, we'll be hearing Nancy Stagnita in just a few moments. She's instructor of flute at Interlaken and at Grand Valley State University, and principal flutist with the Traverse Symphony Orchestra. You've got another title that I wanted to ask you about.
Okay.
You've got the look on your face that says, uh-oh, yes. Right. Well, you have an ambassadorship of sorts. Tell us about that.
That was in 1997. I was an artistic ambassador for the United States Information Agency, which is a branch of the State Department. And I was sent along with a pianist to play concerts in six countries throughout Southern Africa. We started in Madagascar. We went to Mauritius, Mozambique, Angola, Botswana, and Namibia. And we played 21 concerts in six weeks and had a really fabulous experience.
Wow.
So unfortunately, the budget was cut for that program after 1997, which was really most unfortunate, because I really think it was a fantastic thing for everyone involved.
So a couple of world travelers here. I'm going to ask you to travel to your respective performance spaces here very quickly. Again, if you're just tuning in, it's live from Studio A. My guests, flutist Nancy Stagnita, pianist Avi Reichert. And we're going to be hearing music of Piazzolla, as I understand
That's
it.
Right.
And
yes.
While you take your places, I'll remind folks that there is a free concert on Thursday evening, 7:30, Dendrinos Chapel. Music of Poulenc, Prokofiev, and we'll get a little taste of the Piazzolla that they'll be playing on Thursday evening.